Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with another edition of the Big Band Countdown. In the next hour, we'll count down the 10 most popular records in the United States during the third week of June in the swinging year 1952. From a compilation of music magazines, sheet music sales, jukebox selections, and record sales, these are the original and sometimes scratchy recordings that now make up the Big Band Countdown. The third week of June, 1952, counting down the popularity charts to record number 10.
I walked down the street like a good girl should. He followed me down the street like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I walked to my house like a good girl should. He followed me to my house like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. I never saw the boy before, so nothing could be sillier. At closer range, his face was strange, but his manner was familiar. So I walked up the stairs like a good girl should. He followed me up the stairs like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I stepped to my door like a good girl should. He stopped at my door like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. He asked me for a good night kiss. I said it's still good day. I would have told him more, except his lips got in the way. So I talked to my ma like a good girl should. And ma talked to pa like I knew she would. And they all agreed on a married life for me. The guy is my guy wherever he may be. So I walked down the aisle like a good girl should. He followed me down the aisle like I knew. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. And now you've heard the story of what someone did to me. That's what he did to me.
Doris Day with a recording called A Guy is a Guy. And during that romantic month of June, that recording was the nation's 10th most popular. The third week of June, the swinging year 1952, the nation's 10th most popular record. And this was record number 9.
You hear it in my sighs. I'm yours. I'm yours. Every kiss says I'm yours. Take my lips and take my arms. I'm a victim of your charms. I'm yours. My life and my love, dear, are yours to command. I stand here before you, my heart in my hand. I'm yours. All the world knows I'm yours. And I only hope and pray that someday I'll hear you say, I'm yours. My life and my love, dear, are yours to command. I stand here before you. Someday I'll hear you say, I'm yours.
It was a youthful Eddie Fisher finding favor and fame on the new television sets of the United States and on the old recording machines. His recording of I'm Yours, the nation's ninth most popular record that third week of June 1952. Record number 9 in the Big Band Countdown. Hey there, you servicemen and soon-to-be veterans. You're entitled to Social Security as a result of your military service. Did you know that? Well, it's true, and there are many benefits available to you, your wife, and your family. You may be eligible for Social Security benefit payments, plus service retirement pay if the armed forces is your career. For further information, check with your personnel officer. That third week of June, 1952, Harry S. Truman was President of the United States. Truce negotiations were deadlocked in Korea. Stateside, Frank Sinatra, his career not at its peak. It was sort of at a low ebb, but he had a new record on the market.
These are the blues. Nothing but blues. Some people long ago were searching for a different tune, one that they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use. This is how the blues really began. They heard the breeze in the trees singing weird melodies. The start of the blues, and from a jail came the wave of a downhearted frail, and they played that as a part of the blues. Pushed it through a hole. rehearsed it, they rehearsed it, and then sent out that news that the Southland
That third week of June 1952 may have found Frank Sinatra's career at a low ebb, but he was in great voice, never sounding any stronger than he did the third day of June 1952, about 3 weeks before our survey, singing an old song called Birth of the Blues. Frank Sinatra, backed by Axel Stordahl, arranging and conducting, and a record heard now as a big band extra. And this is Chuck Cecil, returning now to the popularity charts. And counting down for the third week of June, 1952, down to record number 8.
Well, now, gee, but it's great after staying out late, walking my baby back home. I'm in Iowa over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go along harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. The hours go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and cuddles her cheek to my chest. We start into pet, and that's when I get powder all over my vest. Just when I try to straighten the tie, she wants to borrow my comb. One kiss and then we continue again, walking my baby back home. Well, gee, but it's great after staying out late, walking my baby back home. Well, arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby home. Well, we go along, singing a song, I'm reciting a poem. Well, the hours go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and cuddles her cheek to my chest. Well, we start into pet, and that's when I get powder all over my vest. And just when I try to straighten the tie, she wants to borrow my comb. One kiss and then we do it again, walking my baby back home.
It was an old song in a very new setting. Well, at least it was a new setting for the third week of June, 1952. Walking My Baby Back Home had been popular back in the 20s, and a young Johnny Ray was making a hit out of it all over again. Johnny Ray's recording of Walking My Baby Back Home, record number 8. Counting down now to record number 7.
I touch your lips and all at once the sparks go flying. Those devil lips that know so well the art of lying. And though I see the danger, still the flames grow higher. I know I must surrender to your kiss of fire. Just like a torch, you set the soul within me burning. I must go on along this road of no returning. And though it burns me and it turns me into ashes, My whole world crashes without your kiss of fire. I can't resist you. What good is there in trying? What good is there denying? You're all that I desire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me, your kiss of fire. First I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me. Don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me. Your kiss of fire. Your kiss of fire.
Singer Tony Martin had first found fame back in the decade of the 1930s, and there he was in the decade of the 1950s, still in the top ten. During that third week of June 1952, Tony Martin's recording of Kiss of Fire was record number 7. Henry René conducted the orchestra for record number 7 in the Big Band Countdown. Every day, ships enter U.S. ports carrying part of the nation's $90 billion worth of annual international commerce. They dock at one of the 367 ports developed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Corps also has developed the country's 29,000 miles of inland waterways, which carry nearly 10% of the country's freight. The Army Corps of Engineers is just one of the hundreds of services provided by our federal government, a government made strong by private investment in U.S. savings bonds. Start saving them today. That third week of June, swinging year 1952. While truce negotiations continued in Korea, the keel for the world's first atomic submarine, the Nautilus, had been laid just a week before the survey on June 14th in Connecticut. In the world of sports, in golf, Julius Boros ruled the golf courses. In tennis, it was Frank Sedgman and Maureen Connolly. In boxing, Jersey Joe Walcott was the world's heavyweight boxing champion. And when it came to music, there were new and exciting and kind of interesting sounds. Just a week before this survey, a pair of fellows who had been arrangers for the big bands of Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman decided they would have a try at leading a band and making their own arrangements. The results sounded like this.
Thank you.
Third week of June 1952, that record was so new it probably wasn't even in the record stores yet. It had been recorded the 12th of May, 1952. The Sauter-Finnegan Orchestra, Eddie Sauter and Bill Finnegan, Doodletown Fifers, they called the tune. We heard it now as a big band extra. And now back to the popularity charts, counting down to record number 6. Had been made in England, but it was sweeping the popularity charts in the United States, rising to record number 6. Later on in the year, it would be number 1. But for the third week of June, 1952, Vera Lynn's recording of Auf Wiedersehen, Sweetheart, was record number 6. ¶¶ This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a Big Band Countdown. In this edition, it's a countdown of the top 10 records in the United States during the third week of June, 1952. From vintage editions of Billboard, Cashbox, Downbeat, Metronome, Orchestra, World, and Variety comes this presentation of original, sometimes scratchy records that now make up the Big Band Countdown.
With a friend, share a smile when you're round the bend. Let somebody brighten up your day.
Sure, sharing a ride to work is cheaper, but what I really like is sharing a ride with a friend. Two are just more fun than one.
Double up every morning, double up going home at night, double up every day. It's a better way. You're gonna have more fun together.
The third week of June, swinging year 1952, counting down the popularity charts to record number 5.
Hear it in my sigh, I'm yours. I'm yours. Every kiss says I'm yours. Take my lips and take my arms. I'm a victim of your charm. I'm yours. My life and my love, dear, are yours to command. I stand here before you, my heart in my hand. I'm that someday I'll hear you say, I'm yours. My life and my love, dear, are yours to command. I stand here before you, my heart in my hand, all yours. All the world knows I'm yours, and I only hope and pray that someday I'll hear you say,
for the entire year of 1952, that recording would be number 8 in sales. But during that third week of June of that swinging year, it was resting in number 5 position. Don Cornell's version of I'm Yours, record number 5. And while the singers were finding great favor with romantic songs, big bands were still turning out swing items. Witness this big band extra. At the time of this survey, that record was nearly new. Well, it was only 2 months old. Buddy Morrow, his trombone and big band, and their famous recording of Night Train. The record had been made the 12th day of April, 1952. Back to the charts now, and counting down to record number 4.
Touch your lips and all at once the sparks go flying. Those devil lips that know so well the art of lying. And though I see the danger, still the flame grows higher. I know I must surrender to your kiss of fire. Just like a torch you set the soul within me burning. I must go on along this road of no returning. And though it burns me and it turns me into ashes, my whole world crashes without your kiss of fire. I can't resist you. What good is there in trying? What good is there denying? You're all that I desire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me. Don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me. Though it consumes me, oh, a kiss of fire. First I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me, don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me. Though it consumes me. Your kiss of fire.
For the third week of June, 1952, the nation's fourth most popular record, Georgia Gibbs' version of Kiss of Fire, record number of the Big Band Countdown. What kind of mood are you in right now? Happy? Sad? Up? Down? We all have good and bad feelings that seem to control us at times. We often let our negative thoughts control our actions. Try facing your actions to control your thoughts. If you feel depressed, then laugh. If you feel fear, plunge ahead. If you feel incompetent, remember past successes. The service provides you with equal opportunities, but your attitude still determines your success. The third week of June, 1952. In books, there were things like Old Man of the Sea by Ernest Hemingway, John Steinbeck's East of Eden, Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison. They were all bestsellers. In music, there was a brand new record on the market. It would be a bestseller, too. It sounded like this.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wonder. Love's sweet voice is calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below above and lead us on to love. Thank you.
fly a fire glow like an incandescent wire glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This light could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Glow, little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical hoevo. Illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chicks should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Go, little go and go. Go, little go and go.
The Mills Brothers and their recording of Glow Worm wasn't on the popularity charts yet. It would be sometime. It was too new for that third week of June, 1952. The record had been made just a couple of weeks before, the second day of June. The Mills Brothers with Hal McIntyre's orchestra, the tune called Glow Worm, a big band extra. And this is Chuck Cecil returning now to the charts. Counting down the popularity charts of America to record number 3. Anderson and his Pops Concert Orchestra and the nation's third most popular record, a tune called Blue Tango. Counting down, third week of June, 1952. Here's record number 2.
Blue Tango.
the third week of June 1952, the nation's second most popular record, Percy Faith, his orchestra, and their recording of Delicado. And before we conclude the countdown, here's a sampling of what Harry James was doing at that period of time. The record had been, well, just made a few weeks before our survey. The tune had been popular 10 years earlier, Serenade in Blue, a new recording by Harry James, his trumpet and orchestra. We heard it now as an extra before we conclude the Big Band Countdown. You know, man is the only living creature who can laugh. The gift of laughter is one we can use whenever we want to. Cultivate the habit of laughter. If you can laugh, your burdens will be lighter. Most important is the ability to laugh at yourself. You're never more comical than when you take yourself too seriously. If you don't take yourself too seriously, you won't be afraid to fail. And if you aren't afraid to fail, you'll be more likely to take advantage of the equal opportunity the service has to offer. You can't succeed unless you try. And now, here is America's favorite record during that third week of June, 1952. This was record number one.
Sure, you know I need your
You have to believe that in 1952, America loved big voiced singers. That record at the end of the year would be the nation's ninth bestseller. But for the third week of June 1952, Al Martino, backed by Monte Kelly directing the orchestra, singing Here in My Heart was record number one. For the past hour, it's been the Big Band Countdown. This is Chuck Cecil, and we've heard the 10 most popular records in the United States during the third week of June, swinging year 1952. From a collection of vintage publications and original records that I'm afraid are sometimes a little scratchy, it has been my survey of yesterday's top 10, the Big Band Countdown.
Forces Network, Europe.